Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kim Stackhouse Lawson. We're back with Kim today in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Kim Stackhouse Lawson is a sustainability guru at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She's recently taken on additional responsibilities regarding global sustainability for the beef industry and says we've got a tremendous story to tell when it comes to the U.S. cattle industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think globally, the United States has a wonderful story to tell. I mean, we are certainly the most efficient and most sustainable industry in the global sphere. And so being able to step up there and take a leadership role and educate other countries on the good things that we're doing and help them, you know, drive towards their goals of more sustainable beef really sets us apart and allows us to lead in a very meaningful way.
The dialogue that's been out there before some of the sustainability research efforts that we've done within the cattle industry, the common thread was that the beef cattle industry is not very efficient. It wastes, you know, you waste resources when you feed cattle. That's simply not true, is it?
No, absolutely not. And the research that was funded by the Beef Checkoff in 2010 has told a very different story. In fact, in just 5 years, the U.S. beef industry has been able to improve their overall sustainability by 5%. And if we focus on just environmental and social sustainability, we've improved 7%. So let me take that into some different context. Farmers and ranchers have been able to reduce their emissions or pollution to water by 10% in just 5 years. There's other great stories about reducing energy, reducing greenhouse gases, reducing water use, and those things all contribute to that really positive story that we have in the U.S. on sustainability.
How have we done some of those? How have we achieved some of those percentage gains?
This is a great question. Really just being more efficient and innovative through the value chain. So on farm, we've done some tremendous things with precision farming, increasing crop yields, doing a better job with irrigation practices, manure application, and of course, animal performance. But there's been some tremendous gains on the post-harvest side as well. So in our packer sector, they've done a great job with biogas capture. Our retailers are using less packaging to get, you know, product to the consumer. Everyone is really working together along the value chain to be more efficient, to innovate, and quite frankly, to improve financial gain, right? I mean, it's a tough economic climate, and a lot of the things that we do to reduce costs also improve environmental impact and improve social sustainability as well.
Mighty interesting that the efficiencies in crop production in this country helping our beef sustainability efforts as well. Kim Stackhouse Lawson of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joined us today talking about our sustainability efforts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
At your Beef Buzz, have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.